get them in line and get ready to ask and bombard her as much as you want. She knows her stuff and she will answer your questions. I want to welcome Interpath as our latest sponsor and thank them for their support and confidence in the show. Thanks, Scott. Prices of 1x9 SIMs are hitting a low, so those of you who've been waiting, and I know I told many of you that it's going to go up the beginning of December, like the forecasts, I was wrong. They are really at a low, but they're just beginning to go up, so this is the right time to get them. 4x9s are already going up, and they may be out of the reach of a few of you. This month, Triangle Computer Society meeting presentation will be about accounting software. The meeting is on January 24th at Dreyfus Auditorium in RTI, Research Triangle Institute in the park. Those of you who want exact directions are welcome to call me during the week at 233-2000. I'll be more than glad to direct you there. Triangle Computer News is about to hit the stands. Make sure you pick it up. It's available at over 100 locations around the Triangle. And a lot of good information in it. A lot of good information. Good information from local writers, nationally and internationally known writers that you can meet and talk with if you have any comments about what they wrote. Okay, there are some news items that, again, I got out of InfoWorld that I want to share with you. A lot of people, users, got the IBM ThinkPad 500, and you had problems with the battery. Well, IBM Personal Computer Company last week resumed shipment of the ThinkPad 500, which it had stopped shipping last month because users complained that they lost power quickly from the sub-notebook's sealed lead-acid battery. Owners of ThinkPad 500s can get a nickel-metal hydride battery installed and tested in their sub-notebooks by calling IBM at, and write this phone number if you have a ThinkPad, 800-426-7244. 800-426-7244. If you have a problem with your battery, give them a call, and they will, according to the article or to the news item, they will replace it and give you a new one. Those of you who have Compaq printers, some bad news. Compaq to close its printer division. And it says the Compaq Computer Corporation pulled the plug. What a word. On its printer division last week, stopping printer development immediately, stopping sales by mid-94, and stopping customer support after 5 years. So rethink buying a Compaq printer. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know that Compaq made any printers. What else is there? Oh! Many of you have monitors that have problems with them, like pixels will be out, they'll be out of whack. I don't know much about this program that they're talking here. It's for Windows, especially, but it says a software program that can correct monitor hardware flaws. And in a nutshell, it says the interaction between Windows users and their monitor is usually a love-hate relationship. You need a good monitor, of course, if you are going to be spending several hours a day staring at your Windows application. But it is hard to know whether your monitor is giving you all the sharpness and contrast you paid for. Now a new Windows program is available that can make substantial improvements in your monitor display. Its author, Ray Sonera, says his software can even help you remove flaws that appear in your monitor's geometry, the way pixels and lines display on the face of your screen. It's called DisplayMate for Windows, and it will ship in February. The list price is $129, but a special introductory price of $79 is available until May 31st. You need to contact Sonera Technologies, and the phone number is 800-932-6323. Again, it's DisplayMate for Windows. The name of the company is Sonera Technologies, and their toll-free number is 800-932-6323. I was just told that we're having maybe the phone system is having a cold. I guess that cold weather is affecting it too. Bear with us if you're trying to get through. Let's see, what else did I pick up from here? Oh yeah, we've been over the subject of local bus a few times. Now it seems like there's another problem that I wasn't aware of until reading this, but it's good to know. But since I don't sell the local bus and try to stay away from them, it was never a problem here. Apparently, the connector for the local bus, for the VLB, on your board, has thinner connectors inside, or thinner wires. They need to be pushed aside ever so gently, not like the connectors or the pins that are in the ISA bus. The good local bus cards are beveled at the edge, on the edge connector. So when they like almost like sharp on the bottom. And when you push them in, it gently pushes the connector sideways and allow it to connect and make contact with the card. Some of the cheaper cards are just like every other card. They're just chopped at the end. And pushing it in and out a few times or even once wrong can squish those contacts and your the board is worthless. So, like the article here said, if you decided to install in your Pentium machine that 1995 video card with the sheared rather than beveled edge, you're going to have problems. So don't try and save money on local bus cards. And when you do get them, make sure that they are beveled and not sheared off at the on the bottom. Because the day will come that you will need to change that card. Where we're all of us that do open the machine or have the nerve to open the machine do take boards in and out. And you could mess up your board to the point that it will be useless if the card that you're plugging in is not the way that it should be. Okay. Well, let's get... the phones are still messed up, okay? Bear with us. If you're trying to call in and you're getting a busy, please bear with us. They're really working on it. Let's get to our subject of the day. Games, simulators. John Cox is a neighbor of mine. And John walked in one day and said, "So, you build computers." John is really, really good on that Air Warrior game. I will let him tell you what the game is all about and what it does. It is something that I wasn't aware existed. It's a great idea. Whoever came up with it did good. There are other games that work that way, but not a flying simulator. John, why don't you tell us what is Air Warrior? I mean, tell the audience what Air Warrior is.
Well, the first thing I want to point out is I'm not really, really good at this thing.
Yes, you are.
There's quite a few guys that are out there, local guys here in Raleigh that fly with me that will attest to that. Air Warrior basically is a flight simulator where people can compete or fly cooperatively together over the phone lines, either head-to-head locally or over the Genie network with people across the country. They can have, we have events that run up to 90 people at the same time. Bombers, fighters, people on the ground in tanks, the whole gamut of the World War II flight experience.
And you just get together, what is it, mostly Sunday afternoon, is it, or Saturday?
Actually, Genius with the network that it's on, and it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Due to price constraints, because the Genie network is also used commercially during the day, during the business hours, it's not practical.
Economical.
Yeah, it's not economical to fly during the day. So people mostly fly after hours, after six during the week, and all day Saturday and Sunday. There's a number of things that go on in Genie. The most common, the most popular is the arena, and it's open all the time. There's always people flying. There's always somebody there to shoot you down. There's always somebody there to bomb or for you to shoot down.
Now, that Air Warrior, it's not just a game. I mean, you really have to have, I don't know, I'd call it flying experience. I mean, it's not something that a kid can pick up and just play like any other game that's on the market. Is that correct?
Well, not really. The fact that I'm a real pilot does not help me all that much on Air Warrior. There are guys out there who have never even seen a real airplane that wax me regularly.
That's because they know or because they're lucky?
I'd love to say it was because they're lucky, but I don't know that that'd be true. A lot of it is, it's still a game in that it doesn't give you the same sense of flying as really being there. You don't have the inertial changes. You don't have the feelings and change in pitch and the sound and the vibration. You don't have all those tactile feelings of actually flying. But the biggest calling to Air Warrior, its biggest attraction, is the fact that it claims it has the most realistic flight model. And from what I've seen in flying the other flight simulators, FS5 and Falcon and Aces of the Pacific and Aces over Europe and whatever else is out there. There's a few others that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It does have the most realistic flight model. I mean, the planes perform as close to reality as the company that wrote this program has been able to determine, you know, and we've got guys that are, matter of fact, we've got five guys going up to the Garber facility in Washington, D.C. in 3 days just to dig out more information on airplanes, force moment tables, you know, all kinds of test flight data to refine the flight model so these planes will perform closer and closer to reality rather than your typical arcade game where you pull the stick, point the nose one direction, fire the bullets, and a cloud goes out and hits whatever you're aiming at. Air Warrior's big attraction is the flight model, the realism. Also, the other obvious attraction is the ability to compete against other people. You're not competing against a computer that will perform the exact same maneuver in the same situation every time. You're performing against people that think, people that are planning against you, people that are thinking ahead, not just reacting to you as a computer does. And also, the another good side to competing against other people is they make mistakes.
That's what I was going to say. And you're hoping they also make mistakes.
You can, a very honored strategy in Air Warrior, if you're in a bad position, is you take the plane down real low and start turning real close to stall speed and hope the other guy screws up before you do and he puts it in the dirt. That's a very legitimate tactic.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go to a commercial and we'll be back and to continue our discussion here about Air Warrior.
You can unleash the power of the information superhighway today with Interpath, and all you need is your computer and modem.
That's right. With Interpath's internet access, you can download information from computers across the state or around the world, including Europe, Asia, and even Russia.
Through Interpath, you can get shuttle flight information directly from NASA, hardware and software technical information, millions of free or low-cost shareware programs, join news groups, receive electronic newsletters, or just play games.
With all this information just a few keystrokes away on your computer, you might think it would be expensive.
It's not. Interpath accounts start at just $30 per month for 75 hours of access. Interpath is a fantastic bargain compared to the other online services.
Call today, 890-6305, to sign up or receive more information. Don't wait. There's a world of information at your fingertips on Interpath.
That's 890-6305 for Interpath, your personal internet power tool.
If you use a computer and live in the Triangle, you need to know about Triangle Computer News. With over 30,000 readers, it's the largest publication dedicated to the computer industry in the Triangle. Each month, Triangle Computer News brings the latest industry news and articles on timely subjects by contributing experts on software and hardware. Triangle Computer News can be found at over 90 locations, including most computer retailers, malls, and public libraries. For advertising information or a free subscription, call 846-7858, 830 till 530, Monday through Friday. Triangle Computer News, the premier computer publication in the Triangle.
Whether buying your first computer or upgrading a system, call Kesher Computers. Owner Amnon Nissan will design a system to fit your needs and your budget. Kesher Computers consults, sells, and services IBM and IBM-compatible machines. And Amnon does not forget you after a sale. You're just a phone call away from 12 years of PC experience. As a pre-holiday offer, mention this ad and get a $50 gift certificate towards the purchase of a new system. For expert advice, sales, and service, call Kesher Computers at 233-2000. That's 233-2000.
Hi, I'm George Carlin. Hey, you know what? I got my own show on Fox TV. So here's what I want you to do. Quit your job, break off any relationships you might have with members of the opposite sex, and also, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to ask you to give up your kids to a foster care program. I know it sounds rough, but I want you to be able to concentrate on my show without too many distractions.
The George Carlin Show.
Maybe I'll let you visit your kids once a week if you keep it brief.
Series premiere after Married with Children, Sunday, January 16th on Fox.
8:50 a.m. WYLT.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. Our phone number again is 860-9549. And by the way, I'm told that they're still not working. The guys are running around trying to fix it. Bear with us. Keep on calling. I'm your host. My name is Amnon. Let me remind you again that any computer-related questions, comments are welcome when the phones come back. With us in the studio today is our John Cox, Air Warrior, and Tony Bruno. We're talking about games, simulators, but like I said, any computer question or comments are welcome. John, one thing I also wanted to ask you. So if anybody can pick up that game and really play it, even not seeing an airplane, all they need is just like a little cheap joystick, you know, real cheap one, and they can go fly and do all that. I'm being sarcastic.
An obvious,
you know why now?
An obvious setup. Amnon's original gray hairs, I believe, were from me going over there and asking him for more memory and a faster CPU, and how could I special order a certain joystick to accentuate the Air Warrior experience. And
let me break in and tell you what I've seen at John's when he was playing. He brought that joystick in, but the weird thing is was a joystick within a joystick. I know it doesn't make sense, but it were like two joysticks built into one on top of another. And I looked at it and I said, what is this? Now, John, tell us, what is this?
What Amnon's referring to, many of you may already be aware of it, but there's a product on the market called the Thrustmaster. And I know it sounds like a marital aid, but it's actually a joystick. The joystick in a joystick that he's talking about is a little hat on top of the joystick that, for those of you that are into flight sims and played Falcon, Aces Over Europe, and Aces of the Pacific, it enables you to toggle your views while you keep your hand on the joystick. You don't have to reach over to the keyboard and hit a key to look out the side or the back. You can just move this toggle around and look around you, and it greatly eases the ability to play. It's much more intuitive.
And I'm sure it does. Now, John, this is not the only piece of equipment you're using when you are quote-unquote flying.
No, obviously. My wife was driving you nuts trying to find me a good set of rudder pedals for Christmas. Yes, I also have the rudder pedals. The only thing I'm lacking, and there are several guys here in Raleigh that have it, is the what they call the weapons control system, which is the throttle quadrant with all the pre-programmed buttons to raise the flaps, lower the gear, turn the radar on and off, all of this stuff. I don't have that yet.
Yeah, in a few weeks probably. I mean, it's already looking when you walk into John's room to see where the computer is. It looks more and more like a cockpit. I'm sure it's going to look more and more of it.
The funny thing is
getting your other.
The funny thing is in the latest issue of one of the computer magazines, somebody cut it out and photocopied it and sent it to me. There's an article comparing two cockpit setups by two rival companies where they sell you the chair and the speakers that go in the chair and the mountings for the joystick, the rudders, and the throttle quadrant. And the whole thing is a cockpit mock-up. And they were basically their point was, so John, when are you going to get this? And for all you out there, I'm not getting it. My wife is already upset with me enough as to what I have in the guest bedroom.
Are you, Missy?
I have a question. When you do work with this product, do you have to have, installed an additional slot, like you have a mouse slot?
Okay, his question was, how do you activate this thing? I mean, how do you access Air Warrior? How do you get into Genie? They did mention that during the commercial break. Air Warrior, anybody with a Mac computer, an Amiga, or an IBM can download the Air Warrior software free off of the Genie network. And Genie is much like CompuServe, America Online. It's a national network. It's got an incredible amount of information on it, software to download. If you ever have questions about anything, especially these games, I was led to believe by Amnon I was coming onto the show just to answer questions about games and solve problems and, people that are having problems getting things to run and stuff.
You are. Yeah.
Well, Genie is the source, CompuServe, those are the sources of much of my information. They have complete bulletin boards on there with the people who actually write the games and play them and beta test them and play test them. They have all the answers to why won't this game run with this setup? What do I need to get to run faster? What's the latest upgrade? Because what most people don't realize is all these games, they come out with bugs. They all have problems. But the companies almost always fix the problems and they put out updates or newer versions to fix the patches, to fix the bugs. Those patches are usually found on Genie, CompuServe, and America Online, places like that. So that's where that's the source of most of the information. Genie also happens to be the forum for Air Warrior. Like I said, if you get on the Genie network, you can download the software for the Air Warrior front end package, the actual program that runs on your home PC for free. Also, for the PC owners, you can buy the SVGA version of Air Warrior off the shelf in the game stores. And it's a much enhanced version. It's got much better plan art. Of course, it's got SVGA graphics, which are a great improvement over what the free download is. And it will very soon. They were trying for a Christmas release. Obviously, they didn't make it. But Kesma, the people that write Air Warrior and run it, have a Mac version coming out that should be out in January sometime.
Another question: could you let folks know what you would suggest as a minimal size machine? In order to do the download, like how much disk space would you need?
The PC version, I'm not really sure how much space it takes up. I know my SVGA version probably takes up all of about 10 meg on my hard drive. As with any flight sim, you're really the faster the CPU, the better. Because what you're dealing with is frame rate, is how fast the screen can redraw. And the faster it can draw, the smoother the action looks to you, the more you can get that suspension of disbelief where you can actually feel as though you're flying. I would say I was flying it with a 38640 earlier in 93, and there was a little bit of a lag in the refresh rate, in the frame rate. I've since, through Amnon, gone up to the AMD 4640, and things have smoothed out quite a bit. But I would suggest a 4633 would be a nice entry-level computer at DX. And, of course, you need a joystick. And we can go into joysticks here if you'd like. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's only really two that are worth getting. The rest of them are trash. And a sound card would also greatly enhance the experience. You have AirWarrior has digitized sounds, actual recordings from inline engines, from radial engines, from the machine guns fired in these planes that go with it, and are very.
I'm told that our phone lines are. Oh, they're not working. Okay, they're not working yet. Bear with us. Tell me, John, you fly all day. John flies for American. You fly all day. Then you come home and you fly on your computer. Is that quote-unquote obsession? Or are you just practicing?
I think it's therapeutic. When I'm at work, I can't actually shoot people down or maim or kill anybody, whereas at home,
hopefully
I can do
that.
I can do it with no risk to myself. it's different. It's completely different. At work, what I do, your prime goal is to make the ride as smooth as possible, to make the whole experience invisible to the passengers. You know, they shouldn't know from the time they leave the gate until they arrive at the gate of their destination they've actually been anywhere. You know, they want it smooth, comfortable, no funny noises, no funny movements, you know, nothing going on. There's no competition. It's just a matter of level of concentration, level of competency at work. You want to make sure that everything is perfect all the time, no room for any possibility of errors. When I get home, I want to relax, you know, and I want to have fun. And you can go up. It's a single pilot operation as opposed to a crew operation. You don't have to talk to anybody. You just get up and wail around and chase people around and get shot down. It's competitive also. It's a competitive release.
Do you ever, when you're at home on the machine, on a computer, do you ever do things that you say, well, today I had a situation at work. Now, what if I did this? Do you do that?
No. There's really not a whole lot of transfer between the two. It's, I realize a lot of people think, well, it's flying. It's got to be similar. It's really not. A lot of the stuff that you're doing is entirely different. You know, the only thing I can say to even come close is when I'm actually at work and flying with another pilot that is familiar with AirWarrior or is an ex-military pilot with that has some air combat background, you know, and you see another airplane and he, you know, they might say, well, what would you do in this situation? What would you do, you know, to attack from this position? You know, and then you might discuss it briefly, but for the most part, that doesn't. There's not really time or the opportunity to talk about that kind of thing while you're working.
Now, when you besides having the computer and using the computer with the sound card and everything else that goes with it, when you get together with some local
the head-to-head opponents,
you're using the phone lines also to talk with each other. Like the radio? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. In AirWarrior, I can give you. We've already given you a pretty good description of it. But basically, they have radio channels also going also in the program, and you can type on the keyboard as you're flying. And there's 999 different channels, so you can tune, you know, discrete channels. There's also a common channel that everybody can hear, and you also have what they call country channels that only your teammates can hear. So while you're flying, you can type on the typewriter, or on the typewriter, on the keyboard, and send messages across the line. So mm-hmm. you can coordinate tactics, and there's a lot of discussion. Anytime you see an AirWarrior film, and the game, much like some of the other products on the market, has a gun camera that will film your missions, film your kills, film you getting killed, film you flying under bridges, bombing tanks, you know, bombing aircraft carriers. You can watch the films, and invariably what people notice is the amount of radio chatter, you know, the all the messages, you know, people talking back and forth and cutting jokes and yelling at each other for doing dumb things. Because of the constraints of the keyboard, it's led to many people getting a second phone line into the house and a headset telephone so that we can maintain voice communications while we're telecommunicating and flying. And that greatly enhances cooperation and the ability to coordinate your maneuvers. So yes, basically, I'm getting grilled here for.
You're not getting grilled
for what I got for Christmas.
Admired.
I got the obviously I got the rudder pedals, and my wife, who got me much more than I deserve for Christmas, got me the headset telephone also, so that I could be a nerd in the complete glory here. Yeah, actually three. She's got to have a phone line for her own conversations.
Okay, it's time for us to break again for a commercial. Bear with us. Our phone lines are still down, but hopefully maybe when we come back, they'll be working. Just bear with us. We'll be right back.
World-famous champion race car driver Bobby Unser Jr. for Bars Leaks.
When I'm racing my car, I can't afford to let my engine overheat. And when you're driving your car, you can't afford to let it overheat either. So if you need to add engine coolant or water to your vehicle's overflow reservoir, you have an engine coolant leak. The most effective way to correct the problem is to add a bottle of Bars Leaks to the radiator. So stop fooling around. Use Bars Leaks.
A leak-free engine runs cooler and lasts longer. Bars Leaks.
For thousands of great sale items, these are the best weeks to buy at Sears Brand Central. Save $30 on our 18-cubic-foot Kenmore Top Mount Refrigerator. Now just $599.99. And get a free factory-installed ice maker, a $100 value. Save $200 on a huge 22-cubic-foot Kenmore Side-by-Side Refrigerator featuring through-the-door ice, crushed ice, and water dispenser. Now just $999.99. But only through January 8th at Sears Brand Central. So hurry to Sears during the best weeks to buy. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
If you suffer the distressing symptoms of menopause, or if you know someone who does, listen closely. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, medical doctor and nutritionist with good news for women over 40. There's a new all-natural product that helps ease the physical discomfort and emotional distress of menopause. It's called Rejuvex. Rejuvex is based on the latest nutritional studies linking magnesium deficiency to the onset of menopausal symptoms. During menopause, estrogen is greatly diminished, affecting the delicate balance of magnesium and other important vitamins and minerals. These nutritional imbalances often result in hot flashes, night sweats, and other sudden debilitating symptoms. One Rejuvex caplet daily restores nutrient balance and provides the optimum magnesium dosage to help avoid osteoporosis and heart disease. Rejuvex, relief and health protection without side effects for women in menopause.
From the people who bring you Ginsana, Rite Aid, Eckerd, GNC, Osco, Brooks, Super X, Genovese, and health food stores. For a free brochure, call 800-446-7262. 800-446-7262.
For thousands of great sale items, these are the best weeks to buy at Sears Brand Central. Save $30 on our 18-cubic-foot Kenmore Top Mount Refrigerator. Now just $599.99. And get a free factory-installed ice maker, a $100 value. Save $200 on a huge 22-cubic-foot Kenmore Side-by-Side Refrigerator featuring through-the-door ice, crushed ice, and water dispenser. Now just $999.99. But only through January 8th at Sears Brand Central. So hurry to Sears during the best weeks to buy. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
850 AM WYLT.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. Our phone number again is 860-9549, and it is still down, unfortunately. I'm your host. My name is Amnon. Let me remind you that any computer-related questions or comments are welcome. With us in the studio is John Cox. We are talking about games and simulators, and been talking in the first half hour about Air Warrior and equipment and other investments that go into that hobby. I'm sure it is much cheaper, though, to quote Mike Stroud, it is much cheaper to fly that way than, I mean, you could go and fly model airplanes and have a thing in the air, but then you crash and it costs a bunch. Here, it's just a matter of, okay, let's start again and see if we can do it better this time.
Even better than that, there's a couple places in the United States that offer T-34s, used to be Air Force trainer aircraft that you can get in and fly, and they have the laser guns and the smoke canisters, and you can actually dogfight, but that runs about $700 for the experience. It's a little steeper.
All right. I think we covered everything about Air Warrior. Can you think about something else that...
No, I mean, there's... It's... For those people that are interested in that kind of thing, you can go to your local game store, and if they don't have SVG Air Warrior on the shelf, you can ask them to order it. And better yet, if you just get onto the Genie network, you can get the information on it there and get into it. Otherwise, if anybody has any questions about it, they can always call you at your shop, and you know how to get in touch with me.
How much is that game?
Air Warrior, $34 in the store, so $35 in the store. Okay. But it has a credit for like $50 of Genie time.
I see.
So it pays for itself when you buy it. And the rates aren't but it's really rather inexpensive.
Do they sell it locally, like Egghead or Bidolf?
Recently there was a recall on the boxes because one of the distributors had mislabeled them.
Ooh.
They had put stickers on the boxes saying that it was you could run the program on a 286, which wasn't true. So because of a distributor's error, you won't find them on the shelves right now. But there's a new version. There's a CD-ROM version coming up here in the near future that will be in the stores and won't be available.
Okay. So any of you who are interested in Air Warrior and in that experience, if you have any other questions, feel free to call me during the week. I'll get the question to John and he'll probably be back with you.
The other thing I can point out to him is if you do get on Genie and you have any questions about it, there's a number of people that you can write email to that can answer them. I'm not going to give out their addresses and their names here. You can find them on the bulletin boards there. I can, however, give out mine. And so if you get on there and you want somebody to help you, help lead you through it, my address is j.cox, C-O-C-K-E-S, 2. And the handle I go by in Air Warrior is Bull Gator. So if you do get on and you see me up, say hi.
Hi. Okay. There are some other games that I'm sure a lot of you got during this holiday season. One that I just got it from John, as a matter of fact, is Doom. It looks like it's a sequel to Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah, the Wolfenstein 3D series.
It's something else. I'm telling you, it's something else. I mean, I couldn't get off the machine there for a couple of hours after getting it. It is violent. Parents who are listening and thinking that maybe they should get for the kids, it is violent. There's a lot of blood flying and when you shoot, but it is really nice. Those of you who went through Wolfenstein 3D and finished it and got bored with it after a while and looked for something similar, this is much better. It's a lot harder, but there's a lot more to do in that game.
Well, and about that Doom, you might want to point out that the copy that I gave you is shareware.
Yeah, it's
supposed
shareware.
To be distributed.
Right.
And they can probably find that on your bulletin board. Is that correct?
I didn't check to see if somebody uploaded it. I didn't put it there yet, but I will. I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah,
it should be, if it's not on Infosys, it should be available on most local bulletin boards. It's a fairly lengthy program, and it requires a 4 meg of RAM on the board, and it really minimum a 486 to run it because of all the detail and the sound effects and everything else that are going into it.
And the graphics on it are a lot nicer.
If you have a machine that's capable of it, you really should take a look at it because it is impressive.
And the sound is out of the game is out of this world, literally. I mean, it's somewhere underworld.
Well, describe it to them. Tell them, you know, it's a three dimensional first person adventure where where when you're looking at the screen, it's what you would be seeing. It's on the lines of the Ultima Underworld series and Wolfenstein 3D. Whereas where you move the mouse to the right, you look to the right. And when you move it to the left, you look to the left. When you move it forward, you start walking forward. And you climb objects, go through doors, punch people, shoot people, run away from people.
You know, I got to one area there and got through that secret door. And when it come back, it picked up a chainsaw and said, "Let's go look for some meat." I said, "Hopefully."
It's very graphic, folks.
It is nice. It keeps you busy. It keeps you going with the game, and that's what the main thing about a game is to get you, you're almost like getting into it and you almost feel like you're there.
It's that realistic. You'll find yourself leaning in the chair, looking around walls, you know, and wincing whenever that when the bullets hit you, you'll grimace.
Shooting that ball of fire at you, and I find myself on my wheel, the chair, the office chair has wheels, and I'm moving backwards and sideways, you know, to get away from it. Yeah. Okay, that's Doom. And the name of the game is Doom.
By ID Games.
ID Games, yeah, ID Software. Other games that people probably got, and I sure wish that phone line would be up, so we can get more ideas about what other games people got during this holiday season. I'm not this big into games, so I don't know what else is available out there. But I'm sure that CD-ROMs are becoming more and more a common piece of equipment for the computers. The prices are tumbling. I mean, literally tumbling. Double speed Mitsumi is right around the $200 mark now. There are some that are triple speed, and they're talking about quadruple speed. There's a lot of software that's coming on CD-ROMs, even though it doesn't need the size of a CD-ROM. A CD-ROM holds about 680 meg of information, and that's why some of the bigger programs come on it. But I think what's going on now, even with smaller programs, but big enough, it is impossible. Well, it is possible, but it's almost impossible. It renders it uncopyable, because when you go install, it looks for this disk and that disk, but it finds everything on the CD-ROM. It finds the whole thing on one disk, and it knows where it is. Now, to take a CD-ROM and copy it to diskettes so you can use it somewhere else, I'm sure somehow it would be possible, but it is not something that your everyday average user can probably do. So I think the software vendors finally maybe found a way of how to protect it to a higher degree software piracy. You can always give the CD-ROM to somebody else to use, sure, but the prices of the CDs, most of the names that you hear mentioned again and again are, you know, around $10, $15, $20, $25, $30. Maybe the encyclopedia is a little higher. Now, sure, you can go to a local vendor and the same CD will be probably three or four times the price of what you can get at mail order. But as far as software, I always said the software you can buy mail order, because it is just like buying a Big Mac. You buy it here or you buy it in Los Angeles, it is the same product. It is the same exact thing. And it's not, there is no inferior version of that piece of software. So it doesn't matter where you buy it. You should go for software, you should go by price. You should shop by price. So a lot of them are real cheap. There's a lot of distributors out there that have oodles and oodles of CD-ROMs, games, educational. Unfortunately for the adults of us, there's not that much in productivity software yet on CD-ROM. But for the kids, it is heaven. Games, educational. Now, yeah, I think I'll take that back. It's really nice as a parent to know that there's so much educational stuff out there on CDs. Most of the CDs that I sell these days are going for the purpose of kids using them for encyclopedia, for any other, you know, reading programs, interaction with the computer, programs that before would run on one or two diskettes and be cheap enough that they could run without a hard drive, today are put on a CD-ROM, a bunch of them at once. They utilize sound, they utilize high-resolution graphics, because all that equipment that that used to be expensive and only for a select group of people, today is the norm. And people can use all that stuff today and really take advantage of it. A kid, I always say that a kid will always be drawn to a computer that has a color screen versus the monochrome. Just
adult
the color
too.
Adult too. Well, for productivity, for using spreadsheets or word processing, the monochrome is good enough. But for kids, it is very, very important. Let's break for another commercial, and hopefully, when we come back, the phones will be and running, and you can get through us. Hang on.
If you use a computer and live in the Triangle, you need to know about Triangle Computer News. With over 30,000 readers, it's the largest publication dedicated to the computer industry in the Triangle. Each month, Triangle Computer News brings the latest industry news and articles on timely subjects by contributing experts on software and hardware. Triangle Computer News can be found at over 90 locations, including most computer retailers, malls, and public libraries. For advertising information or a free subscription, call 846-7858, 830 till 530, Monday through Friday. Triangle Computer News, the premier computer publication in the Triangle.
You can unleash the power of the information superhighway today with Interpath, and all you need is your computer and modem.
That's right. With Interpath Internet Access, you can download information from computers across the state or around the world, including Europe, Asia, and even Russia.
Through Interpath, you can get shuttle flight information directly from NASA, hardware and software technical information, millions of free or low-cost shareware programs, join news groups, receive electronic newsletters, or just play games.
With all this information just a few keystrokes away on your computer, you might think it would be expensive.
It's not. Interpath accounts start at just $30 per month for 75 hours of access. Interpath is a fantastic bargain compared to the other online services.
Call today, 890-6305, to sign up or receive more information. Don't wait. There's a world of information at your fingertips on Interpath.
That's 890-6305 for Interpath, your personal internet power tool.
Whether buying your first computer or upgrading a system, call Kesha Computers. Owner Amnon Nissan will design a system to fit your needs at a price that won't break your budget. Kesha Computers consults, sells, and services IBM and IBM-compatible machines. And Amnon does not forget you after a purchase. You're just a phone call away from 12 years of PC experience. And as a pre-holiday offer, mention this ad and get a $50 gift certificate towards the purchase of a new system. Call Kesha Computers at 233-2000. 233-2000.
Hand off over to the left side to Jim Brown. He's at the 10, the 5, he's in. Touchdown, Jim Brown.
If you think pro football is tough, try going through life not knowing how to read. That's what I call tough. And if you or someone you know can't read or has a reading problem, do something about it now. Get hooked on phonics. Take it from me, Jim Brown. Hooked on Phonics will make you a winner.
Be that winner with Hooked on Phonics. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
850 AM WYLT.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. I'm your host. My name is Amnon. With us in the studio today is John Cox, and we're talking about games and simulators. Our phone's still not working, so sorry about that. I promise we're going to have another show soon about games, dedicated, that is. As always, you're welcome to call any show, any Computer Town USA show, that is, and ask any questions that you have, not just questions about the subject that we are talking, the given subject of the day. I also want to remind, and this is something that I thought about before a few times in the last few shows, it seems like that the phone calls start coming at 10:30. I don't know if this is because many of you are still not aware that our show was extended to an hour and starts at 10 o'clock versus 10:30. So our show is every Saturday at 10 o'clock on 8:50 a.m. And maybe that's why you are not calling in. There is... Okay, sure. Okay, let's get back to our conversation. Sorry for... I was... That's okay. All right. So we were talking about educational software and games, productivity, the hardware that goes with it. I remember the first time John came, he was running a 386-40, and he was telling me that he needs more memory and faster computer. And as many of my customers know, I try to argue, why do you need something more when you usually don't? John got me convinced that he did.
Now, Amnon's his initial reaction to me was, what do you want to spend all this money for? Why are you doing this? You don't need it. It runs fine.
Yep.
And a lot of it was that Amnon was dealing with business customers who had simple business needs, who just needed a computer to crunch numbers, write letters, possibly retrieve files with telecommunications a little bit. His customers really weren't extending the envelope, weren't, running their computers at full capacity. And what I do, it's purely a hobby and it's purely fun, but every games I'm playing are constantly stretching the envelope. They're constantly pushing the computer for maximum performance. Naturally, I came to Amnon going, this thing isn't running right. I can't play this game unless I have 4 meg. I need 4 meg. I need more memory. And, no, you don't. Okay, fine. I'll bring my computer over and show you. So I'd bring it over, and I'd show him, and he'd say, okay, maybe you do need this. So we'd get that. And then I'd come back a couple weeks later and say, I really need this. No, you don't. Show him. Okay, well, maybe you do need that. But it's been a headache for Amnon because I keep coming over and telling him, I need more stuff. I need a bigger hard drive. What's a good deal on a CD-ROM? Because CD-ROMs are coming around, and just the ability of them to store data. I mean, the amount of information that a CD-ROM contains compared to what you can put on your hard drive is just incredible. That's in the near future. All the accessories, I've been telling them I need a bigger monitor, a 19-inch monitor. No, you can't do that. Your desk won't support it, which is true. The 19-inch monitor is, what, like 80 pounds, and my desk is made out of fiberwood, so I don't know how well it'll work. But it's been a learning experience for both of us, actually.
Yeah. To go a minute to back to Doom, remember when you came in and we were trying to install it on a computer that John brought over, and it just wouldn't run. And what was it? We learned two things from trying to install it. One was that some computers may need to have their video shadow turned off before it'll start running.
For Doom,
and who knows? Some other programs. If you ever had any problems, I never thought about it. I had one situation where I needed to do it. I can't remember what it was, but if you have a problem loading a program or running a program, try and turn off your video shadow because it may be playing double duty there, and you don't need it. The other thing that I wasn't aware of is many games need to be booted with a clean disk, so you don't have anything in memory. And usually you have another disk that has nothing on it but the DOS, and you boot. Now, DOS 6.2 has something real neat about it that I wasn't aware of until reading the README file with Doom. If you boot and you press the Shift key, it will bypass the AutoExec and everything that you're trying to load in the config sys. And this is really neat. It will just bypass everything and come to the C prompt, and you'll have a clean system. So you no longer need a disk to have a disk that is that just have DOS command com and boot disk, clean boot disk to get to that situation. You boot the machine and you press the Shift key, and when it comes to the C prompt, you just let go and you are clean. You want to say something, John?
Yeah, another point, another bright spot of the new DOS 6.0 and 6.2 is the ability to have different configurations in it.
Yeah.
Different boot sequences, different separate sequence for different programs. To me, that it becomes very valuable because there are certain games that can't have EMS memory. There are certain games that have to have it. Many of my games, like I said before, really stretch the envelope of the computer's performance and demand as much conventional memory as possible to be available. And for those of you that follow Amnon's show and have been, you know, calling in asking questions, conventional memory is that first 640 that the computer uses. And many of the games, Falcon 3.0, Aces of the Pacific, the V for Victory series, Air Warrior, I think Masters of Orion also has it, Doom. Many of these games require a large amount of the conventional memory to be available, as much as 610K. The only way you can really achieve that is to get rid of all TSRs, you know, all your virus scanning programs, all the background stuff. And the way you do that is to have a separate auto exec bat and a separate config sys file to bring these games up. So
yeah,
that's another advantage to the DOS 6.2 and the variable configurations.
Let me share something with the audience here, something that it made my week, let's put it this way. I mean, it was so funny. I went up to one of my customers, and they were hooked to a network, newly hooked to a network, and some of the software didn't work because they didn't have enough memory, and they were told to add 4 more megs to the machine so it will run. And I understood from what she was telling me on the phone that she needs conventional. And I said, look, I can add 100 more megs of RAM and it will not help. So I went up there and installed the RAM as per instructions, and guess what? It didn't work. Found out, and here's something, we're getting to DOS. And this is another thing in DOS that I'd like to make you aware of. A lot of you heard about load high, load stuff high. I went into the config sys, and everything in there was load high, had a load high on it. Remember one thing, you cannot load anything high in DOS until you set the high mem and the EMM 386 with no EMS to give you the most, or the RAM. But only after that can you put stuff high. Whoever did that obviously didn't know much about DOS and had lost load high set ver and load high mem and load high EMM 386. And I looked at it, and I mean, and I started laughing. It is amazing how people that work with computers, professionals, don't know those basics of loading stuff high. Now, I don't know that it did any damage. My experience is if it cannot load something high, it just doesn't. It loads it low. Some programs, if it cannot load it high, like in CD-ROM, the drivers for the CD-ROM, if you try to load it high, it will say insufficient memory, and it will not load it at all. I had that problem. So, remember, you can only load high after you set the EMM 386 and the high mem sys.
Well, basically, the high mem is creating the area that you can load high into. Without high mem or 386 EMM or QMEM or whatever it is that you're using for your memory manager, those are the programs that create the high memory area. Those are what enable you to load the rest of the stuff high. Without them, you can't do it.
Yeah. If those of you, and I guess I should have told you this earlier. Apparently the fax is working. Well, it's too late now. Let's not worry about it. There's only another minute to the show. It could help if.
And the phones will be working next week.
Oh yeah, I hope so. Will they be work? They may be working in a second. Yeah. Anyway, So DOS is something that we all need, and I know I'm guilty of it myself, of not keeping up with DOS 6. And no, John, I didn't install it yet. Sorry, Craig, I will do it.
I got a question for you, Amnon, real quick. When you're on that guy's network, when you were helping them with their memory problem,
yeah,
did you load up Doom and show them that they can play Doom over the network and compete against each other?
No. That's right. That's another thing that good point. Doom
can be run on a network.
Can be run on the network, and you can run it against each other
cooperatively or competitively.
Yeah, this is something that Castle Wolfenstein did not have.
Not even close.
Yeah, that is really nice. I didn't try it yet, but apparently you can run it in two sides of the office and together or against each other.
I'm sure you get a lot of requests this week for it.
Yeah, well, I'll need to go home and put it on the board. Okay, we need to start winding down here. I want to apologize about the phone situation. I don't think I ever talked that much. I want to thank John. When John said in the beginning that he was led to believe that he's coming to answer questions, that's what he came prepared. But it worked out. I mean, let's give each other a pat on the back, okay?
Thank you,
Amnon. I think we did a good job.
I appreciate you having me on the show. And,
no, thank you.
Maybe we can fix it again later.
Oh, we will. We will have another session about games. Remember to keep safe computing. Practice safe computing. Give us a call next week at 10 o'clock. We'll be here. Our guest will be Diana Knapp of Fort Perfect. And one other notice, or there will be no Legal Eagle today. Those of you who are waiting to hear Ron Campbell here, Ron will not be here today. So that's it, I guess. Thank you for being with us.